Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, see you, see you, see you, bro.
Make sure you're on point. And Yahuwah released that
get on it, you have to be 12 and 0 in gold. 12 and 0 in gold. All right, good enough. But take your time, yeah, take your time while we get things right up on this end and talk about the fifth day of Tabernacle or whatever Yahweh put on you. Yahweh be today, ever come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see it as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing, because really it is. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know. We have many people out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching and use them overly loud bump-the-dumps contests for their method of righteous learning, even trying to take the Bible and use the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against those of us that know. And it might seem like it's a joke or something, but that's not so. It is very true, done by a lot of preachers that speak the word backwards to try to confuse young lions and other people that want to tell you the right way to go. And 1 John gives a little bit about that. Chapter 4, verse 3. 3 says, "In every spirit that confess not that Yahweh's Son is come in the flesh is not that of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the Antioch. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world." Well, this is one of the reasons why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times and teach you in Christianity and love unto God. We welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. Come to you live and open to you all with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the books, your help, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath. We do this because you have information that you came to seek and have to look no further now. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you on normal days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. But on Sabbath days and high days, we're open from 7:30 to 10:30 on the same days. But an exception is Tuesday. We're now open because it's a high day. And that class starts also at 7:30 to 10:30. Now, the normal Sabbath is Friday. That class always starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the normal Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search line, in the tribeyada.com. You click on it, just under a big liner, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." Now, I always remind everyone to remember that when doing this, to know that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also for building a school, which we often talk about, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program to use this in the three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, find Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you could call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I give a consistent reminder, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our numbers know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it from us. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you know and realize, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Sigarman, and answering many memos, even now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you're all trying to teach, you will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of any of our Sabbath day programs, you can always catch that entire show after 10:30 p.m., except Fridays. This is a program that's normally repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, you can choose the program that you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal talk broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting on Peltone, being listed under Ebony Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Once again, you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. An online there to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing the shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Palatine. Yahuwah be with you all. But one good note to remember, when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. And a reminder is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but a peace as in all covenants or churches of the saints." Because when we do this, our members keep the scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things into your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And this is always a good thing. When you're taught those things which Yahuwah has said unto you, and that we teach, will come back into your remembrance. Unless you end up doing the Sharak, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men. This is a talk. But you have to imagine, sometimes you have those that want to interfere by speaking the words of God. And they want to pass out their own confusion rather than understanding, which we're told again in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, about that same for instance. 13 says, he or she that answers the matter before he or she is it is folly, shame unto him or her. So, today is another day for the righteous words of Yahuwah, and nothing has changed except the number of people that came to listen to the word of Yahuwah, those that commend it, which is always a good thing, and add unto it, following by those casting the same words we hear behind their back, only wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible.
Right.
Can you imagine that? Taking those verses means another way, along with the noisemakers and the complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. Don't forget the page flippers. Flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but they are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've done more, we just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's what we call impossible. We even had a verse about the impossible. Don't forget what the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son held them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So this is what we do. We always talk about the possibilities and the understanding of Yahuwah's word. We don't want to be like the guy Philip, who ran behind the chariot and, oh, my goodness, ran into this prophet Elijah. Let me read that verse so you can see what was said. In the book of Acts, chapter 30, verse 32, let's see what happened. 30 says, and Philip went thither to him and heard him read the prophet Elijah and said, understand what thou readest. 31. He said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip to come up and sit with him. 32, and the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb for his shears. So he opened up not his mouth. Well, we run into that quite a bit when we're trying to teach misinformed or confused people. And we have to get them to listen with big ears and have little mouths. So we can start this process. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder Mr. Kale. That was actually your part. And you definitely read through his business. This is called the fifth day. Got to come on the network. In all six locations. Remember to call for details. What yet? 224-600-5579. Because we're going to read a little, get in the fall a little later in the lesson. And get in the fall, we'll talk some good talk. But Paul was beat at, the Holy Ghost had to beat him up to get him to do right. Because everybody tried to run from this thing. Nobody in a hurry to get this thing, because much is given, as much is required. That's the point. That's why, you understand, don't be, you know, don't be in a hurry where you want to, well, I think I should be in leadership, but much is given. Much is required now. Now, you want to, you know, I'm telling you, Coach, see one thing about it. That's why I told you in Hebrews 10:35-39, and I ain't got no pleasure when you draw back when it get up, get so high on you. can't breathe. Look at it. I told you from the get-go. Try to get all you can, learn what you can. But when you step in that arena, you're going to roll no return. Keep that in your mind. All right, so we live at all attempts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we just going to come inside the studio and see if we get somebody to holler in that microphone, one of the young lions. Not studio, Temple Yahweh. So we're going to see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says. And take number 5 there. No, first to get an introduction in. That'd be an introduction. I got to meet and greet the young lions. I'm jumping ahead of myself. So, those are kind of Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Yahweh, get you there, see you, Roy.
Yahweh, bless you there, dear Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Brother Titus, know what I'm up and coming teachers out of Camp 1. Five of Camp 1 saying, Brother Titus, Israel, tribe of Judah. Yahweh be there, Brother Titus.
Yahweh bless you there, seer, Israel, of seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, let's go to the studio now and see what we're going to say for another episode. The mothers, they have a lot of fire on the mothers, but they're leave back now. That's the whole thing about it. You got to be interested in season, out of season, red, gold, and you can just say it, Yahweh. And one thing about it, the mothers going to get a great example when time comes. No doubt about it. And they lead by example. That's the key. You got to be interested in season, out of season. Always ready to take care of Yahweh's business. Mother E, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. One of the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh, be there, see Roy.
Yahweh, bless you, still Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. We know Mother Z is just at her desk saying, yeah, say, well, you know, I'm ready to hog the microphone, but you ain't said nothing yet. Once you say something, I'll tuck my nose right. I'll holler in that microphone a little bit later. So we'll bring Mother Z in a little bit later. And she'll bless this national audience. Over 600,000 plus. Okay, WCC? It don't got higher than that, but we ain't going to tell you what the number is. Okay, what's on you? That's on you, WCC. All right. Mother Z of Israel. Tribe of Yahweh, Judah. No one of Moses out of Camp 1. Always ready to do Yahweh's will. Moses of Israel. Yahweh bless you, Seer Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother D.F. Israel, Sea Royal. He talked to his grandbaby, and grandbaby said, Oh mother, dear of Israel, she always get me right. See, that's one thing we do know. See, that's what we want to hear. Don't just put these books down. You got to be infinite season ready. And it was a testimony made by the granddaughter. Mother dear of Israel always read books. I'm a pastor. Take a look and see where we at in Leviticus 20. let's see if we still on par. In Leviticus 23, think of verse 29. Let's see if we on point. So y'all make sure you always give yourself a self-examination. We're going to Leviticus 23 and pick up verse 29 there, young man. But Titus, what is that read with it?
All right. Okay, the third book of the Heavenly Tablets. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 29 reads, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 29. For whosoever soul it be that should not be afflicted, in that same day, he or she should be cut off from among his people. Verse 30. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, that same soul will I destroy from among his people.
So, he found out, he told, it is written in the Bible, that same soul, I'm going to get you. But see, sometimes you say, well, when is this going to happen that I'm going to get you? Let's see if we find out, hey, Mother East, let's find out when the winners kick in. See, and the book called Michael 3:1 there. Ty, what did that say? And no, I meet you over there in the book of Luke 13. What do it say in Michael chapter 3, verse 1? I feel I'm looking for Luke 13.
You're going to the book of Michael, chapter 3, verse 1. Micah chapter 3, Micah the seer, chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, here, I pray you, O heirs of Israel, and ye princes of the family, nation of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
So, I've got to know what then?
Judgment.
We're supposed to know judgment. So, like you say, I'm going to get you. We even know when he's going to get you. It's written in the Bible. We ain't got to ask that one. I say nothing. We even know when he's going to get you. Three now, we go on now and find out. He said, you got to strive. So this thing ain't not like we think it is. You got to strive in the straight game. So the book of Titus there, but Titus, we're going to look at 3, verse 8. Now, Paul looked him eyeball to eyeball. And what do you mean by strive to end the end of the straight game? 8 and 14 says what?
Book of Titus to see it, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 14. Titus chapter 3, verse 8 reads, this is a faithful saying, and he said, I would that you affirm constantly that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and possible unto man.
What's possible unto man? We can read that, right, Titus, in that verse 8.
Maintaining good works.
Maintaining good works. You can't just hit this thing right here and say, well, I've done it all good and bad. No. You got to maintain this good work. Maintain this good work. Well, you did yesterday, you did. You got to maintain this good work. Verse 14.
Verse 14, Titus chapter 3, verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they may be not unfruitful.
See, if you don't do good work, you're going to be what?
Unfruitful.
Let me say no more behind that. You got to watch him off and page of the book. If he ain't doing good work, you what?
Unfruitful.
That's what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're not maintaining this good work, the Bible says you are fruit. And all we do is repeat and rehearsing the right design. I'm calling the 5:11 together. I call back that mother. Hey, right, mother, give me one more. Give me that next verse. Let's see. That do we need to put a precept on that next verse? You read one verse. Now give me one more. Let me see what the Holy Spirit give us some on that next verse. Come on there, mother.
Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 13, verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Yahweh, unto us. And he shall answer and
say,
you.
Now hold that part right there, see, like we keep saying, better to the six anointed counts. Every verse in the Bible is like a bone with a whole lot of meat on it.
Yeah.
And sometimes the spirit of Yahweh will, like, when he would tell us something, Brother Micaiah. He'll tell us in Hebrews chapter 2. He'll tell us something. Let me show what he'll tell you. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, he'll tell us something in Hebrews chapter 2. What? He'll tell us something in Hebrews chapter 2. What would he say to us in Hebrews? Let me see how I find. Some of you say in Hebrews, if you're called, you got to come on with him now. What do you say in 2 verse 3?
Well, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3. Yes. How should we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That it first began to be spoken by Yahweh and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can use it, but that. That wasn't good. What we want was Hebrews 2:10. That's number one, but you come behind that with that. But now we read the verse that forgot what Mother said in that verse. That wants the master to get up. That means we gotta keep an eye on this master. And what does the master do in our 2:10 now? Micaiah. What do you do in 2:10 and we can read?
In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things,
Yes.
And by whom are all things.
Yes.
And bringing many sons unto glory.
Mm-hmm.
To make the captain of their salvation perfect.
Who is this guy here?
Captain.
He's the captain of your salvation. So once the master get up, understand something. This master, that's why he's leading the example. This master is the what?
Captain of salvation.
Captain of your salvation. Be the captain of your salvation. See? So you got to keep your eye on what the master did, because this is the one that's the captain of your salvation. That's what we want. The captain.
Yeah.
Now, so he is captain of your salvation. And while we're still in Hebrew, there, young man, I got to give me another little hit in there. And 12 verse 2. What does 12 verse 2 say now?
Going over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 2. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 2 reads, "Look ye unto Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
the author and finisher of our faith,
mm-hmm.
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the joint, the tree, despising the shame. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of Yahuwah."
The Father.
The Father.
So we find out that looking for Yahuwah the Son, he's the author. That means he's the author of this thing. He's the one that when he put his books out there, he go to book signing. He's the author of this thing. And guess what? And he's the finisher of this, of our faith, belief, and the covenant. So that's why you got to watch him. So we got to watch what he did and what he do so we know what to do, because we find out he's the author of it, and he's going to be the finisher of this thing. So I think you better find then what he done done now. He done sit down on the right hand of the Father. So he just watching him. But what is he sitting there for while we there, Brother Mikhail? Why is he sitting there? What reason is he sitting there that we can read of him just sitting there? We're going to find out what is he doing sitting there. Is anything he doing that we can read? Let's pick up at verse 13. We're going to 10:13. Let's see exactly what's going on.
Going over to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 10, we want verse number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13 reads. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 13 reads. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his foot.
This is man's head. So he ain't doing whatever he did prior. He ain't doing no more. He on the right. So now we know what he's doing right now. He on the right hand of the Father. What is he waiting on?
Enemies be made his footstool.
Then what are you gonna say, Brother Titus in 19:27? Now what are you gonna say? See, this book right here is the greatest piece of literature here. That's where you have the spirit of Yahuwah. So we know it's sitting on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father. So we're clear. That's what he's doing. He expecting his enemies to be made his footstool. Did we even know what he going to say in 19:27 of the book of Luke? What are you going to say if I type?
All right, Luke. Go to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Read. "But those enemies which would not that I should rule over them, bring them hither and slay them before me."
Yeah. So you see that? He when his enemies made his footstool to tell them great big old mental spirits, some Holy Ghosts, and God got you to bring all the ones after I wake them back up before me. And do what before me?
Later.
So, you know, we play music the rest of the night. We can play music the rest of the night. You see what's going on here? So we know the story. But our job is to get this story to the system on the count. When you show them what's so important about these days, And he said he are done in part. He sit on the right hand of the Father. Expect those that's not a covenant keeper, you automatically make you his enemy. Well, you Israelite descent of other nations. He's going to say, bring all of the ones that didn't want to follow my rules and regulations before me and don't kill them. See, that's the second death we're trying to show you. It's up to you to avoid this punishment. But you got to eat this roll. So now, mother, we've done. Now, come on back, mother. So there's a lot of meat there, mother. So we just, like I said again, you got to watch the best. I'm just going to, you know, just re-uphold our stuff. But he, no. We keep telling you. Every verse, it has meat on it. And it might be important. But when you got that spirit of Yahweh, you're going to know, hey, it's meat. Where that meat at? And that would be days of tabernacles all about, is to go over these verses, break it down verse by verse, and see how much meat in that one verse. Because somebody's going to ask you one day, hey, Mother D of Israel. They're going to ask you something in Deuteronomy chapter 4, Mother D of Israel. They're going to ask you something in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 down to 11. What it says we can read is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 through 11, Mother D of Israel. Deuteronomy 4, 5 down to verse 11. Listen to it.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 11. Verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Verse 7. For what nation is there so great who has Yahweh so near unto them as Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him for. Verse 8. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgment so righteous as all this Torah instruction which I set before you this day? Verse 9. Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your mind all the days of your life. But teach them your sons and your sons' sons. Verse 10, especially the day that you stood it before Yahweh, your Yahweh, in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather me the peoples together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Verse 11. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 10 again, and Mother D.F. Israel, verse 10 again. So, see, this scripture has been fulfilled right here in verse 10. And that was fulfilled last night. Verse 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10. Especially the day that you stood it before Yahweh, your Yahweh in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather me the peoples together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
And that's just the level field yesterday. The side of that Mother Day of Israel is teaching the children.
That's right.
And that's why we know this thing is on point. Because the children was on the line, and Brother Kai made it plain. You know too much for me not to know who are, and I ain't. You got too much going on. I ain't seen you. I've been well taught by Mother D of Israel.
Hallelujah.
That's the report that you got to be well taught. And that's why we come on this thing. We're not living for ourselves. We give you a pass for the bigger job. Y'all probably going to bust this thing wide open just to be meant to do it. But we got to be instant in season. And we got the great report yesterday. That's what mother do. Mother sit the grandbaby down, and when they got an ear to hear, she'll well teach them the word of Yahweh. And that's how you going to get that J520. See, that J520 plays a great part. And you ought to be trying to get all the J520 you can get. What did they say that about trying to get J520? You want all the J520 you get. So this man going to do exactly what's written in his Bible, and all we're doing now is rehearsing to write the act. He said, I'm the captain of your salvation.
Yeah,
follow me by example. Because whatever written in his Bible, and I'm the author and the finisher, I'm the one starting it, and I'm going to be the one to end it. So he's talking big tall talk now. But we know if we read Isaiah 55:8-11, he said, ain't nothing going to come back to me, boy. So what he told Isaiah in 55:8-11, listen, what I'm telling you, Isaiah, here, you just put it in the book. Ain't no word that I have said going to come back to me, boy. So we got to be instant in season, out of season, and whatever did yesterday, that's yesterday. Now we don't come as now. We got to maintain good work. Got it. James 5:20, bring it.
The book of James, chapter 5, verse 20. Let him or her know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a life from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
See, when you put somebody on the right track, and that was that atonement word for atone for yourself. But when you put them on the right track, Yahweh used that. He'll ask the mental spirit, well, how they stand already before you come before it. And you come before him talking that smack. And he said, well, but what mental spirit had your reference? He said, they helped talk their grandbabies. Oh, yeah. That's what you did. All of them. I mean, three, four generations. She was around three, four generations. Every last one of them is treating the same way. Come on in, nigga. See, when you do Yahweh's business, infinite season, out of season, you got a reward coming, according to James, brother, 5:20. So keep that in your mind. Don't just put this thing up on your bed.
That's right.
Be ready to be peeking out the curtain. Just catch that old neighbor. When the neighbor comes just walking outside, hey, neighbor, what you want with me?
Right.
Come on over here and let me teach you the right to that. You got a couple minutes. So you got to step out there boldly and say, come on in here, the word of Yahweh. Even you have to give him a couple hours. Let me rehearse the right to act with you. Because when you win a soul, the mental spirit in heaven do what according to Luke, Mother D of Israel? What do they do according to Luke 10:7? When you win a soul, here's the problem John had in the book of Luke. We're going to Luke chapter 10. And when you win a soul, let's see what we can read. And when you win a soul, where we at now? I'm all over the place. Where I'm at? Where is I'm at? When you win a soul, hit me out there, young lion. So we know once you win a soul, what they do in heaven. They do some things in heaven. Can anybody else go see out? We know that when you win a soul, who got the verse? Who got the verse? Now, tell me who got the verse. We go right to it and read. When you win a soul,
Luke 15:7.
Luke 15:7, and we'll get no back on verse that. So, in 15:7-10. That we won't see. Remember one thing. That's what it's all about. And that's why you're born on these tabernacles to go over everything. Because remember, every verse got the meat on it. So now, get like right now. Let me show you what goes. Well, see, when you sit your loved ones down and show them what time it is, this what happens in heaven, Mother D.F. Israel, in 15:7-10. Watch this.
Luke chapter 15:7-10.
Make a note of it, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, make sure you make a note of it. Verse 7 and verse 10.
Luke 15:7-10. Verse 7 reads, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Verse 10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of Yahuwah over one sinner that repented.
You see that?
Hallelujah.
So when you do some good stuff on earth, the angels in heaven, they get happy. They start giving each other high fives.
Hallelujah.
You just got you a James 5:20, and everybody get happy. They be jumping all around and
Matthew,
what's that say?
Matthew. Chapter 23, verses 8 to 10.
8 and 10.
Matthew's 23, verse 8. But be not you called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son, and all you are brethren. Verse 10, neither be you called master, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son.
So now you know, and see what they'll do, you know, the sins of Esau or the power of the beast, they'll tell you, obey your master. So say, yes, sir, master. Yes, sir. But you already quit about it because you don't got yourself in a straight tight. But you clear who your master is. See, your master is the one in heaven.
Hallelujah.
So you just kind of keeping the whip off your back. But you clear that you looking at him, you ain't my master. My master is heaven. But I just want to love your fist in my mouth no more. So I just say yes to you. Just buying time. So we put ourselves in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh, I'm going to show you how you get out of it. And how you get out of this thing is by doing what he got written in the Bible. Organize that big bad city again. And Yahweh, I'm going to need a double. And he's going to need a team. And that's what we're doing right now. Organize. All six locations. Organize. Understand his word. Trying to show the center. You got to come in, but the spirit got to be right. It's time to teach now. All six camps got to come off that milk. It got to be about this meat now.
Yeah,
every verse in the Bible has a precept to it. It might come up. Every verse has a precept to it waiting on it. That's why the broadcast goes 3 hours, and 3 hours ain't long enough. And then you say, well, how do you get so much out of one book? Because the book was given to one people. And the precept, you're not going to learn that in no college institution, no learning center, unless you learn it from voice.
Of the true Israelite.
You forget it. See, we do this with just, he'll get that small dear voice there, put a little precept there. So now we even know who the master is, which is captain of our salvation. We got to follow his lead. So we clear about that. So mother, coming on back, mother, you read about two verses already in 13. You read 24.
25.
And now we clear. Read verse 25 one time then, mother. Read 25 again.
Okay.
Read 25 again. Watch it there. Now remember one thing. Five markers you're supposed to have. I don't supposed to hear no pages turned nowhere. Go have a marker in there and put back on to that. See, if we rehearse these acts now, when time appointed, it's going to all reflect. Five markers. Don't know we got to flip back to that, and that's how you double up that book. Put a mark in it, we might come back here, it might come back there. That's why you always, on every class, have you five marks and sit to the side. You might flip back there again, and then we won't be fumbling around trying to get back to where we was at. Just go to the mark and flip back over. Verse 25, Moby, come on.
I had been there. Luke chapter 13, verse 25.
13:25.
Luke chapter 13, verse 25. And once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open unto us. And he shall say, and he shall answer, and say unto you, I know you not,
That's gonna be the worst thing you will ever want to say to you. Open up to me, Master. He gonna say, I don't even know you, Mr. or Miss. He gonna say, I know. That's what you don't want to happen to you. So we tell you now that it's gonna happen to you if you're not lying this book. You can know all that you know, but being a hearer, you gotta be a doer. Watch the Master get up now. You don't say to the Master, open up and let me in, Master. I don't know you. I don't know you. Huh? Is that what he said?
Yeah, boy.
I don't know you. See, that's what you don't want to happen to you. But we tell you up front what's going to happen to you. If you don't allow this Bible, this is what's going to happen to you. Walk your Master get up.
That's true.
Is that what we're reading? Once the Master get up.
Yeah,
now, once the Master get up, what are you going to do according to your precepts? Now, remember, put a marker there, be coming back there, put it back to it. But now, first time, you go and find out what are you talking about? Put a marker there. And we're going to come back to here and find out what is this talking about. Once the Master get up, he's going to say, I know you not, whence you are. Man, that's the worst feeling I have. Mm-hmm. And we read what's going to happen to you, and we read it, watch the Master get up. Now, we're going to take the picture. It's back on the Matthew 25. Mm-hmm. On the Matthew 25. Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to find out what that means by once the Master get up. Let's think around about, let's read a little bit. Now watch this. Now watch this right here. Down in verse 13. Watch this.
The book
Matthew
of
25, verse 7 and 13. Listen to this.
The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 7 down to 13. Matthew, chapter 25, verse 7. Read. Did all those whose virgin arose and trembled their lamps. Verse 8. And the foolish said to the wise, give us all your order, for our lamps are gone out.
To the foolish said, he said, won't you give us some of that order you got? Because the hour went out. He had other things to do. That was foolish things. To the one that has no house. Hey, give us some of that order you got. That was a foolish thing. Go ahead and read.
Verse 9. But the wise answered it, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
I mean, we just try to tell you all like Noah. He preached over 100-some years and talked. And told y'all, look, get y'all, come on, get right. Get in the ring. So all of a sudden, then the rain came. Then they won't talk. Let's talk Bible now. No, too late. See, we're telling you right now that man got all this ready for our learning. Now, these ones right here, they all of a sudden seen something. Now they won't get in the book. They said, no. We on our way somewhere in verse 10, what it say?
Verse 10, Matthew chapter 25, verse 10. Why they went to buy, the bridegroom came.
So now why they went to buy, trying to get somebody to teach them the word, who came?
The bridegroom.
Right, now look at that. Bridegroom came. See that?
Yeah.
He'll came. And we told you, once the Master get up, that's the bridegroom.
That's right.
Well,
and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage.
And they that was ready. See, you got to be ready.
We are what?
And matter of fact, what kind of ready you got to be in First Ezra 8, verse 3 there, Son of Micaiah, what kind of ready you got to be? You see what I'm saying? You got to be ready, but you need to know what kind of ready. Huh? Let's find what kind of ready you got to be in First Ezra out of the pocket for 8, verse 3. What kind of ready you got to be that we can read?
The book is 1st Samuel, chapter 8, verse number 3.
Listen, God.
Verse 3 reads.
What do you read?
This address went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready.
Well, what kind of ready was he?
Very ready.
The man is saying, you got to be what kind of ready?
Very ready.
You got to be very ready. Anointing oil on you, you got to be very ready. Do you know every verse got a precept to it? You got to be very ready to paint the picture, enter this season, out of season. That's when we know the next move going to be made. Once we see all six anointed camps, all 12 on one accord and no longer wood, stubble, hay, people got paid for gold, I mean silver, and they go. When it gets to go, it'll be what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. Then y'all probably say, hey, Seer, watch the next week. Once the 12 is on point, and that's what the speech of the tabernacle is about. Coming short. Talking the word of y'all what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Very ready. You got that?
Come on, middle verse 10, Matthew chapter 25. When they went into the marriage, and the door was shut.
And the door was what?
Shut.
Fire and hell, and famine, and death. All these were created for vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
30. Teeth of wild beasts,
mm-hmm.
and scorpions, serpents, and the sword,
right.
punishing the wicked to destruction. Punishing the wicked.
Punishing the wicked.
To destruction.
To destruction. Punish. I mean, when Todd Todd Jerusalem and his men get on you, they're going to do what?
Punish the wicked to destruction. Verse 31. They shall rejoice in his commandment.
And they're going to love punish you. Did you hear the man saying?
Mm.
He comes here to tell the one that got in here. The mental spirit going to love whooping you. They don't be mad, but they're going to enjoy whooping you. You know how you enjoy eating all that old star food and disobeying Yahweh's word? That's how you're going to enjoy it. Doing you in. Same way. Read another verse.
Verse 31. They shall rejoice in his commandments, and they shall be ready upon earth.
They're going to be what?
Ready upon
Ooh.
Earth.
What kind of ready they going to be?
Very ready.
They're going to be very ready.
I mean,
that's what I keep telling you. Listen to me. Sitting on the camp, we got to get what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Everything y'all walk down the side is very ready. They ain't on no milk. They all on the meat. They waiting to get very ready on those that will be wicked. Don't obey what the Bible is saying, a cameo of the Bible. They don't get you. Go ahead.
Ready upon her, very ready upon her. When shall not, when need is, and when their time has come.
And when their time has come.
They shall not transgress his word.
You see that? And when they know that Yahweh is finished with you, that means they belong to them. They know why they was created. And they're going to whoop you good. I'm telling you right now. They're going to whoop you good. All this going to come back, and they're going to come with you with speed. Tomorrow night, a lesson change will show you that the ministry is going to come at you with speed. I mean, they ain't gonna stop at no stop sign, no stoplight, or nothing. They come at you. And do you know how they move on Brother Titus 1:14? Let me say how they move. I'm sure what kind of speed they come at you in Ezekiel 1:14. See, the Bible, we paint a picture that blow by blow how it's gonna happen. They gonna come at you, the wicked, with speed. Now, how do they move? Go on Ezekiel 1:14 and read how they move.
The book of Ezekiel is here, chapter 1, verse 14.
Listen.
And the living creatures ran in return as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
Mm.
See how fast they move on you?
Hallelujah.
Like a flash of lightning.
That's right.
Boy, you know, like that poop, they'll boom. And that's how fast they'll move on you. They gonna come at you with speed. We tell you what's gonna happen to you. And that's our job in the Sixth Anointed Camp to tell our little ones. Listen, baby. If you don't step up to the plate, this is what's gonna happen to you when it's all said and done. He got Holy Ghost angels waiting to whoop you. And he said, and when they get at you, they're gonna be happy by doing it. And they're gonna please the master that made them to whoop you. You read it for yourself. It's up to you. Our job is to tell you the Bible saying. We don't know where we're going, but we're gonna get you there to understand one thing. Yahweh's word is gonna be up front, and everything else gonna be secondary. And all this right here, all this right here, is a second. Corinthians 4:18 now, but Titus. All this is a second Corinthians 4:18. That's all it is.
All right. What do you
say that we can read?
We're going to book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal.
Everything you see now is temporary.
Yahweh.
I don't care what you see, it's temporary. Everything. If you see it, guess what? It's temporary.
Hallelujah.
So what you supposed to say to Kenya?
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
You see what I'm saying? You worry about the things that's not seen because that's eternal. You want to get to eternal. Everything you're doing now is temporary. It's going to come to nothing. You want to be on that line of eternal. And the only way you're going to do this, you got to obey what's written in the Bible. He's the captain of your salvation. He's the author and the finish of this covenant. It's up to you. It's up to you. So when you you're ready to teach, sitting on the camp, you got to teach the Bible. You meet them where they at. Wherever they at, that's where you meet them at. And you break it down. If Yahweh wants them to have it, they'll give it you. They'll have it through the precepts. Don't talk a good game, read a good game.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Now, so now we know who that is. It's coming back off, Mother E. So now it's going back to where we let in Luke. Now flip back over to that Luke. And now, and pick up at verse number 26. Luke 13, 26. What mother is? Luke 14, verse number 26.
Luke chapter 6.
Come on back where you left off, baby. 13, 26.
Luke chapter 13, verse 26. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drank in the presence, in your presence.
Your presence.
And that has taught in our street.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not when ye are, depart from me, all ye works of iniquity, sin.
Mm. 28.
Verse 28. These shall be weeping, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Israel and all the seals in the kingdom of Yahweh, and you are, and you yourselves thirst out.
See that? He said, once you see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and all the fear in the kingdom, that's when that death gonna kick in. So now we clear about, and we know Abraham, Isaac, and Israel dead. Dead. Well, this earthly is concerned. But they bury alive in another level. But for this earthly concern, they did. Three more verses there, Moses, 29.
Verse 29. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of Yahweh.
So now, mother, is anybody going up in the way? You know, the preachers, they teach that every funeral is up in the way. But no, the Bible don't teach no up in the way. All that's going to make it, they're going to come from north, east, south, west, into the kingdom and sit down. See that?
Right.
That's what Christianity has been for us and messes up so bad. Every fruit, everybody want to go up and away. But the Bible tells you plainly that you're going to come from the north, east, west to the kingdom of Yahweh, and that's going to be on earth. And now, if everybody get a precept out of there, Mother D.F. Israel, we get a precept out of there in Isaiah 2. See, understand one thing. Ain't nobody going to tell this story.
That's right. Hallelujah.
But the voices of the true Israelites.
Hallelujah.
So now, if you study, dragging your feet on it, you are still on the milk, you got to paint the service. Now, everybody's come from the north, east, south, west of the kingdom. Okay, let's preach up that and find out a little bit more about that by going to Isaiah chapter 2, and we're going to tie it in with Michael. Listen, sooner or later, we got to find out what you're made of. Is you going to be gold, 12? In the great house, you're going to be gold there, silver there, wood, earth, and whatever, all that.
Precious stones,
all that going to be there. And the great house, and the great temples of Yahweh. But we got to get everybody on one accord, the one that's going to make it. And how we know what you own, and that's what this tabernacle is all about. See what you own.
Yes.
So,
what is
going on now again?
You said Isaiah chapter 2.
Yeah,
finish
verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Judah. Verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's temple shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hill. And
so
all
that
nations...
Hold that part. See, where they got the man of Israel today and some kitchen up dump site on 36 acres of granite stone. See, a lot of people say, well, I've been to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to that 36 acres of granite stone. What was set up by the temple ain't gonna be nowhere near that.
That's right.
That area right there was number one horse stable for Solomon and David's horses at. That 36 acres of granite, remember, Yahweh's temple is going to be above the mountain. Now, if you go on your Google map, and you'll find out that where they at right now, they're down in the ditch, in the hole. They below sea level, where they got to sit up at now.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a dump site with Solomon brought his horses, and David, they put their horses down there, and because, you know, horses, they'll mess up high up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their horses way over there at that 36 acres of granite stone. Well, you're going to the land of Jerusalem, like you call it, and putting that paper in that wall, that was just part of something that Herod put up there. The temple was down the road a piece. And when it be established again, it's going to be on top of the mountain, top of the hill, not down below sea level.
Well, we know
that whoever went to Israel today, you ain't went to where it's supposed to be, because the bottom line is where it's supposed to be is all desert and no scorpions and everything running around where it's going to be at. So it's already there, but it's off in another dimension. That 36 acres of granite stone was a horse stable for David and Solomon's horses. And that's where it's there right now, below. But the mountains of Israel, when Yahweh back, he's going to be on top of it all the hill, down the road a piece. Got it? Good. See, remember, somebody supposed to know this. For those that spent their money to run over to the land of Israel, you went to the dump site where Solomon had their horses at. That spot was the dump site for Solomon's horses. Because they messed real high up in there. Go ahead,
Reese. Okay. Above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verse 3. And many people shall go and say, come you, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the temple of Yahweh of Israel. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path, for out of Judah shall go forth Torah instructions and the word of Yahweh from Judah.
You see that?
Micah chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore shall Judah for yourselves be plowed as a field, and Judah shall become heat, and the mountain of the family as the hot place of the forest.
You say it'll be plowed by the heat. Otherwise, when he plowed out the heat, it looked like he had never been there. It's a forest. Where the temple going to be at, if it's plowed out the heat, it's no record of it. All things run around there in that forest, wild animals and all that kind of stuff. It's down the road a piece. It got nothing to do with that 36 acres of granite rock. It, remember, if you go back and read the history, they cut trees in from the north to bring trees in and plant trees there. They planted trees there. That area was a dump site for Solomon and David. That was a dump site area. They brought in, they cut trees and now you can grow in that area. They brought trees in and put it there. And it's down below. You go and look at where they at now, the cities of Esau. They down below the mountain. That's in a hole. It's in a hole. Down below. His temple going to be high above the mountain. That's another lesson. I'm through with that. So now, so we do that on the way of learning something. We learn some on the way of learning something. Now let's go see what we got to do on what we on right now. Let's run back to let's go to Acts chapter 2 and find what we got to do. We're going to Acts chapter 2, 37 through 40. Do what we got to do. And this is what it's all about right here. Acts 2, 37 through 40. What we got to do.
All right, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 37 through 40. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their mind. It said, Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what should we do? Verse 38. Then Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, said unto them,
what?
Repent.
What are you telling them to do?
Repent.
So when this is what I heard tonight, like you hear right now, what we supposed to be doing now?
Repent. And be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of you.
Uh-huh.
In the name of Yahweh.
You have to baptize in the name of Yahweh.
Yes. For the forgiveness of sin.
And for the forgiveness of your sins.
Yes.
You want your sins forgiven. That was the day of Thomas is all about, for your sins to be forgiven.
Yeah. Well, he used to receive the gift of the righteous spirit.
And then you get the gift of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
Verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children.
This promise is for you and your children.
And to all that are afar off.
And we want far off.
Yahweh. Even as many as Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh, should call.
Uh-huh.
Verse 40.
Yes.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying,
this is good.
Save yourself. For this untoward generation.
Say who?
Save yourself.
Oh, I won't say I ain't willing to make it.
Save yourself.
He can't say ain't willing to make it. Uncle Buck Robinson. Peter said you got to save who?
Yourself.
That was going on. You gotta save yourself. You can't save Uncle Buck. You gotta save yourself. Read that verse again.
Acts chapter 2, verse 40. And what many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation.
Save yourself. Now where you pull that from, Well, he pulled that from the 14th chapter, verse 18 to 20. He pulled that verse. He just said something just like he put something new on him.
Yahweh.
He put nothing new on him.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 18. Read. Though these three men were in it, as I live, said Yahweh, they should deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only should be delivered themselves. Verse 20 reads, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, said Yahweh, they should deliver neither son nor daughter. They should but deliver their own life by their righteousness.
By what?
By their righteousness.
Mother, you just run to our First John, right side of the book, chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. First John, Mother E, chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. First John, chapter 2, right side of the book, verse 6 down to verse 8.
First John, chapter 2. First John, chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. First John, chapter 2, verse 6. Jesus said, he abided in him, also himself, also to walk even as he walked. But so, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is truth in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines.
Hurry up. And you said
God
in the past,
that
true light,
and the true light shines.
Say it again.
Hold
up.
And the true light shines. Truly, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
So truth is gonna spring out of the earth, and the righteous, we know is Yahweh the Son, he's gonna look down. They on it now. And what they'll be saying there, mother, and let's see what the truth gonna be saying in Isaiah 58:5 down to the 11. Hey, mother, dear of Israel, since truth gonna look down from heaven and he was praying from the earth, and truth gonna look down to the heaven, and what he tells here in Isaiah 58:5 down to verse 11. Mother, dear of Israel, what he say?
You said Isaiah 58?
Yeah, 5 down to verse 11. Yeah, what did he say?
Isaiah chapter 58, verses 5 through 11. Verse 5. It is such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul. It is to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ash under him. Will thou call this a feast, a fast, and an acceptable day to Yahweh? Verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Verse 7. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When thou seest the naked that thou cover him and that thou hide not yourself from thine own flesh. Verse 8. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The greatness of Yahweh shall be your reward. Verse 9. Then shall thou call, and Yahweh shall answer you, shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. Verse 10. And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy an afflicted soul, then shall they likewise in obscurity, and your darkness be as the noonday. Verse 11. And Yahweh shall guide you continuously and satisfy your soul in broth and make fat the bone, and you shall be like a watering garden and like a spring of water whose water fail not.
Now, you got the bombshell, and you might have gone read a little more audio in verse 8 and 9, but you made it plain. Look what it said in verse 8 and 9. See, in the past, see, when you, it's like the Christian church today, take folks out there and baptize them. You don't teach them nothing. You got babies trembling in their temples and everything else. Drop them off in the water and bring them like a new button. They're like, it's fast. Fast ain't about the load. It's about the understanding to help others. This was the fast was about that called a Day of Atonement was now directing back to keeping the law. And you tell me, Yahweh, I won't be forgiven to keep the law. So let me say in verse 8 and 9, a little more audio, Mother D.F. Israel. And Brother Kyle Evans, 16, chapter 2,
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The greatness of Yahweh shall be your reward. Verse 9.
Now hold that point for you. You know how bad a help as a people we is. He's telling you now, even your help, I'm going to get your help right. If you got me right, I'm going to get your help right. Now what you saying about me?
Yeah,
if you do the right thing, I'm going to tell all the elders you got to go somewhere. It's not what I mean, but if you fast the right way and put away the wickedness of your thoughts, I'm going to even tell them eat your pizza thing you get, the heebie-jeebies you get away from there. That's what he said in verse 8, but it says something you got to do, and I will stand on the bus one time. Wait on the bus to come. You know, a bus pulled right by the bus stop. I was at. It was a school bus. And they gave me the finger. You see me saying verse 9? So he said, you got to stop the good talk. You know, when you get mad, you give folks the finger. You know what you do. Get in the verse 9. He watch you, you give folks the finger. He said, you got to stop that. Read verse 9.
Isaiah 58, verse 9. Then shall they call, and Yahweh shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity.
Mm-hmm.
See that? So you see, you got to stop, you know, when something ain't going your way, then you give them the finger. But they gave me the finger one time down by the bus. They gave me the finger. You got to stop giving them the finger. You know, that thing he's talking about. Hey? You got to say, he know about that, too. I'm standing out there, and the bus pulled right next to me, and they gave me the finger. So, you know. Let's start off in Jubilee chapter 16, verse, and start reading a bit. And in the middle of Brother Titus will come in. Listen to this, right here. 16, people at the top there.
All right. We're going over to the book of Jubilee, chapter 16. We're going to pick it up at verse number 15. 15, read.
One.
Oh, we're going one. Okay. Verse one, read. The book of Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 1. And on the new moon of the fourth month, we appeared unto Abraham at the oak of Mamre. And we walked with him, and we announced to him that a son would be given to him by Sarah, his wife. Verse 2. And Sarah laughed, for she heard that we had spoken these words with Abraham. And we admonished her. And she became afraid and denied that she had laughed on account of the word. Verse 3. And we told her the name of her son, and his name is ordained and written in the heavenly tablet. Isaac. Verse 4. And that when we returned to her at a set time, she would have conceived a son. Verse 5. And in this month, the Yahuwah executed his judgments on Sodom and Gomorrah and Zeboim and all the,
Zeboim
and all the region of the Jordan. And he burnt them with fire and brimstone and destroyed them until this day, even as Lo, I have declared unto you all their works, that they are wicked and sinners exceeding, and that they defile themselves and commit fornication in their flesh, and work uncleanness on the earth. Verse 6. And in like manner, Yahuwah will execute judgment on the places where they have done according to the uncleanness of the Sodomites, like unto the judgment of Sodom. Verse 7. But Lot was saved, for Yahweh remembered Abraham and sent him out from the midst of the overthrow. Verse 8. And he and his daughters committed sin upon the earth, such as had not been on the earth since the days of Adam till this time. For the man lay with his dog. Verse 9. And behold, it was commanded and engraven concerning all his feet on the heavenly tap to remove them from the root, to remove them and root them out, and to execute judgment upon them like the judgment of Sodom, and to leave the seed of the man on earth on the day of condemnation. Verse 10. And in this month, Abraham moved from Hebron and departed and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and the mount of Gerar. Verse 11. And in the middle of the 15th month, in the middle of the fifth month, he moved from there and dwelt at the well of the hope, Beersheba. 12. And in the middle of the sixth month, Yahuwah visited Sarah and did unto her as he had spoken, and she conceived. Verse 13. And she bare a son in the third month. And in the middle of the month, at the time of which Yahuwah had spoken was the first that was circumcised according to the covenant which he which is ordained forever. Verse 15. And in the sixth year of the fourth week, we came to Abraham, to the well of the oak, and we appeared unto him as we had told Sarah that we should return to her, and she would have conceived a son. Verse 16. And we returned in the seventh month and found Sarah with child before us, and we blessed him. And we announced to him all the things which had been decreed concerning him, that he should not die till he should beget six sons more, and should see them before he died. But that in Isaac should his name indeed be called. Verse 17.
Stop at 20.
Okay. Verse 17. And that all the seed of his sons should be Gentiles and be reckoned with the 17 nations. But from the sons of Isaac, one should become a righteous seed and should not be reckoned among the 17 nations. Verse 18. For he should become the portion of the Most High Yahuwah, and all his seed hath fallen into the possession of Yahuwah, that it should be unto Yahuwah a people for his possession above all nations, that it should become a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. Verse 19. And we went our way, and we announced to Sarah all that we had told him, and they both rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Verse 20. And he built there an altar to Yahuwah, who had delivered him, and who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourn. And he celebrated a feast of joy in this month 7 days near the altar which he had built at the well of the oak.
That's when you do things a set time. You do things the way he tell you to do it and do a set time, everything will be exactly the way you do it. It'll fall in line every time if you do things a set time. You got set time on feast days, set time on Saturdays. What he told you to do, do it exactly the way he tell you to. Come on, read.
I'm at Jubilee chapter 16, verse 20. And he built there an altar to Yahweh, who had delivered him, and who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourn. And he celebrate a feast of joy in this month, 7 days.
And this month, a set time, this month, he celebrates a feast for how many days?
7 days.
7 days. And that's what we're doing right now. At that time, we celebrate a feast for how many days?
7 days.
We're doing exactly what Abraham did.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read.
Near the altar, which he had built at the well of the oak.
Go ahead.
Okay.
21.
Verse 21. And he built booths for himself and for his servants.
But you see that? He built booths for himself to be there and his servants.
Yahweh.
See, that was, and see, so with Moses 500 years later doing it, he wasn't doing no new thing. That already was in the beginning. 500 years prior to that, he just followed what Abraham did. Abraham built booths for himself and for his servants. And that's what we read.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
On this feast. And he was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth.
See what's going on here.
Hallelujah.
So he's celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is a seven-day feast.
Hallelujah, boy.
That you build temporary shelter. So when you read Leviticus 23, it wasn't nothing new. Abraham was doing it 500 years in advance.
Hallelujah, boy.
See? So ain't nobody, and what we're doing, it's already been written what to do. Okay? And remember, we read about our chapter about salvation. You got to find out what he did. Keep reading.
Verse 22. And during these 7 days, he brought each day to the altar a burnt offering to Yahweh. 2 oxen, 2 rams, 7 sheep, 1 he-goat, for a sin offering, that he might atone thereby for himself and for his seed.
And now he brought what again?
He brought at the altar a burnt offering to Yahweh.
An offering, really. He brought a mother dear of Israel, he brought an offering. Let's go to Romans, and let's see where our Paul put it. Now let's see what offering that you supposed to bring to the 7 day feast. Let's see what it says there, Mother. 12 verse 1 of Romans, Mother Day of Israel.
Okay. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
Give me that. None of that. So what he brought to the table, but what he's telling us to bring to the table, Moses?
He repeats
hey,
that. Uh-huh.
What he's telling us to bring to the table?
Ourselves.
So he's telling us to make sure we bring ourselves to the feast of tabernacles. Well, you know, y'all was on my mind. Yeah, what your mind got to do with it?
That's right.
You got to do what again, according to 12-1 Moses?
Bring yourself.
You bring yourself. Now, preach up that mother dear of Israel in the 50th chapter. Psalm 50, verse 7. Make it 5-7, 5, 6, and 7. Now, when you break yourself, that means what are you doing? If we can read in Psalms chapter 50, verse 5, 6, and 7. So what are we doing by bringing ourselves? So what are we really doing? And remember, we read about a chapter about salvation. Abraham done it 500 years before Noah was. Moses was even born. So what are we really doing according to David and 1000 BC?
Psalms 50.
Verse 5, 6, and 7.
Psalms 50, verses 5 to 7. Verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Yahweh is judge himself. Verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even your Yahweh.
So you see that? So when you're doing the feast like Abraham did, the heavens gonna testify that you doing it the way it was written for you to. Then you get what you call that a blessing that you looking for. You get what you call in your pocket the order that Yahweh has sent. Because you gonna stand before Yahweh and always gonna come back to the table. He said the sacrifice that you bring is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure yourself is in one of them 6 anointed camps. Because all have been anointed to do what Abraham is doing. And all we're supposed to do is make sure our body is present to receive the blessing that Yahweh is talking to Abraham about. Come on back. We'll give it some more. Watch this. Give it some more.
Okay. All right. I'm in middle verse 23. Middle verse 23. Okay. All right. And he burnt all the fat thereof on the altar, a chosen offering to Yahweh for a sweet smell and savor. In the morning and evening, he burnt fragrance, substance, frankincense, and gobanium, stackle, and nard, and myrrh, and spice, and custom. All these 7 he offered, crushed, mixed together, in equal parts. And pure.
All these, how many?
Seven.
Every day was something going on. Every day is something going on. So your body will be present to bear witness to everything going on in them 7.
Seeing
them 7. Abraham's doing it. So when Moses was reminded of it, he reminded his grandson, Moses, grandson, Abraham, what your granddaddy did, you get busy. We reminded what they did, we get busy.
Hallelujah.
See, we do the same thing for the same blessing they got, we gonna get it.
Hallelujah.
And then we're trying to take the same blessing that was passed down to Abraham, to Moses, same blessing is passed to the 6 anointed camp, we gonna get it if we follow what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And what it say that we can read there, Brother Micaiah in 18:22 of the rock?
What up to the book of the rock? We're on chapter 18. Mm-hmm. We're going to pick it up at verse number 22.
Listen to this.
The book of the rock, chapter 18, verse 22, reading. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time and defer not until death to be justified.
Don't let nothing hinder you from taking care of Yahweh's business.
That's right.
Yahweh already knows he put you in the position that you're in right now. Let nothing hinder you from taking care of Yahweh's business. That was going on. Nothing.
Nothing.
Got the word up. Nothing hinder you. Take care of Yahweh's business. already in from the beginning. He already know what you're going to be on. He done read the end of the book from the beginning. So he know what you're on already. Come on back, Brother Titus.
All right, back to the Book of Jubilee, chapter 16. All right. Okay, I'm at the verse 25. Jubilee, chapter 16, verse 25. And he celebrates this feast during 7 days, rejoicing with all his mind.
What that? He celebrates the feast. What that way?
Rejoicing with his mind.
There was no funeral going on. Your head went down on this one. This is a what kind of feast?
Rejoice,
celebration. Because if you are made it to atonement, and you are made it to the feast of tabernacles, that means, boy, you have seen a whole lot of things. You head back to the kingdom, and this ain't gonna be nothing but rejoice from that point on. So all we're doing is showing you the shadow of what it's gonna be in a broader picture. So this ain't nothing but a shadow we showing you. How it's going to be. Mother E, what it tells us in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4? Mother E. Leviticus 18, verse 4, what it tells us, Mother E, to read?
Okay. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4.
Mother E, what it says in Leviticus 18, verse 4, that we can read?
Okay. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4, read. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4. You shall do my judgment and keep my order to walk that in. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
What
are you trying to do, Mother? You shall do my judgment and keep my order.
What are you trying to do?
Walk therein.
Walk therein and keep it. Dolly saying, walk therein and keep it.
Book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 29. Book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 29. Be not an hypocrite in the sight of man, and take good heed what thou speakest.
130. You hear what he said, Mother? That's good. He said, otherwise, don't be no hypocrite. He said, read that again, some more audio there, Mother. This big business on paper right now. So right now, this I'm bringing it to you as you give it to us. This big business.
That's right.
See, if you want the blessing of Yahweh, we got to do. We got to do what Yahweh got written. We got to lay it out. And that's why he told him, that's why Abraham flipped the tip of the shelf. Same thing Moses did. All six locations open. For a reason. You got to apply this Bible. You want Yahweh to intervene? Look at the Bible. See what the Bible says. Just be a doer. Keep it moving. Then one thing you might say, I need to do something for me, Yahweh. It's okay. He will say he won't know what's the record. My family, you better read that, not doing that business of Paul 44 and a half, read them.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
No more.
The same verse again, 129.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 29. be not an hypocrite in the sight of man, and take good heed what thou speakest. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now all these things happen unto them for an example, and they are written for our admonishment. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
And one thing about the scriptures, Mother Eve, one thing about the scriptures, when we know your own something in 24:30 down to verse 32, tell about the scripture. We're going to bring mothers in because I already got the memo that Bill will be nuked out of how to come back in for a closing statement. I got the memo already. So, what you're reading again, I just said.
You said 24:30. That's all I hear.
Well, again, I'll be speaking from the Spirit of Yahweh. What we read?
You said read 24.
I'll be right.
You said 24.
What verse?
24.
Okay, what'd that say? I don't know. What'd it say? What'd that say?
You didn't say what book, Phil. You didn't say what book.
What book or what?
We don't know.
You didn't say the book.
You just said 24:30.
Oh, I forgot all about it. We got to come back with another time, Dan. I don't know. You haven't got faster now. So all this for our learning, but that we have hope. I'm about to tell you, read that 15:4 again, Mother D.F. Israel. Maybe if y'all probably want me to come back with it again, I will. Read that
15:4
again.
Romans. I think that's what I was. Romans chapter 15:4 read. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
Okay, good. Well, we'll precept that when we come back with Brother Titus about this patience. So you got to have patience. You got to have patience. We're going to precept that after Mother Z come on in and give a closing statement on lesson number 5. We're going to precept that in Hebrews 10:35-49. He said, you got to have patience. And you got to have patience for this. See, you got to have patience. He's going to show you the reason why you got to have patience after we bring Mother Z in. And you got to close the statement. Hey, Mother Z, lesson number 5, Mother Z, got my BSC right. No one to Mose out of Cam 1. Hey, Mother Z, got my BSC right.
Let me see if she read. I don't know.
Well, I know she got some first ed read up from 8-3, some barely read it. We clear she got some first Ezra in her. She barely read it. She just ain't read it. She barely read it. Alright. First Ezra 8:3. She are barely read it. That's what's going on now. So she barely read it. Well, we'll come back with him in a second. Give me that precept of that patience, because we gotta have patience. Come on, Brother Titus, give me that. We gotta have patience.
Patience. Where we going? Romans.
Hebrews 10:35-39. We gotta have some patience.
All right, Hebrews 10:35-39, the book of the Israelites.
Yeah.
Chapter 10:35-39. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence,
yes,
which have great recompense of reward.
Right.
Verse 36. For ye have need of patience.
We got to have what?
Patience.
You got to run this way, y'all. You got to have patience this way, friend.
Yahweh. That if you have done the will of Yahweh, mm-hmm, you might receive the promise.
Yes. If you don't do it the right way.
Yahweh. Verse 37. For yet a little while, he that should come,
yeah,
will come.
Well, we already read that already over there in Luke 24, 13. Once the master get up, and shut the door, that's it. So he give you all examples. One day I'm going to get up, and one they're going to get up. Now, who is the you going to get up and throw the first, and get the first shot out the nose? Help me out, brother Makai. Let's go to Daniel 12:1. We even know who's gonna get up. Once we already know who's gonna get up. Who's gonna get up? And why is he getting up in 12:1, 2, and 3? Okay.
Going up to the book of Daniel. It's here.
Yeah.
We're going to chapter 12.
1, 2, and 3.
We're gonna read verses 1. We're gonna read verse 2, and we're gonna read verse 3. The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1 reads. And at that time, shall Michael stand up?
Oh, who will stand up?
Michael.
So when Yahweh get up, Michael gonna be the one that stand up.
Mm-hmm.
When Yahweh bless him, like he get up and get out from on that throne,
mm-hmm,
Michael gonna jump up, because you know that's my calling. I'm gonna take it. Go ahead, read.
At that time, shall Michael stand up?
Listen,
the great prince, which stands for the children of your people.
Oh, so Michael ain't coming for the whole world, is he?
No.
He's coming who?
The children of your people.
Where is
that? And there shall be a time of trouble.
And when Michael get up, what will be going on?
A time of trouble.
So go ahead, Michael.
Such as never was since there was a nation.
So when Michael get up, I don't care what kind of trouble you have seen, it is going to be. It's going to be high horse trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know what's going on, and that's what these pieces about, rehearsing is right and left, be prepared for it. Because when Michael get up, it's going to be a time when this thing going to be where you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And here you'll be trying to find the six of northern camps and boys up to his life. But be able to make our move. Because we're going to be set. We're going to be able to kept up with the current of the Bible.
That's right.
And you'll be watching that one eye thing,
Because there never was since there was a nation, even to that same time.
Yeah.
And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book.
You see the man saying.
Yeah, well.
So if you ain't in the book, you ain't got nothing to do. But if you ain't in the book, you ain't got nothing to do. Not good enough. Let me take the point. Now come on over here. Oh, let me bring Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, you heard enough. Are you ready? Justice Max in the audience. Mother Z, you're out of Yacht South Judah. Yacht South Judah, are you? Give me that book.
Yahweh bless you. Keep you here, Israel, the royal seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, we got a hiding ready for you. So now you might as well go ahead and put your icing on the table. Mother Z,
I'm going to read in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. I'm going to read that verse 1, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man in unto the street that was before the water gate, and they spoke unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the Torah instruction of Moses, which the Yahweh has commanded to Israel. Verse 2. And Ezra the priest brought the Torah instruction before the congregation of men and women and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. Verse 3. And he read therein before the streets that were before the water gate from the morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people was attended unto the book of the Torah instruction. Verse 4, and Ezra the scribe stood up and plucked the wood. And Ezra the scribe stood upon the pulpit of the wood which they had made for the porch. Proposal and beside he stood
Mattathiah
and shot somebody He-Man and
Anaya
and
Uriah, Hilkiah,
and I don't know. Say it again, brother.
Mattathiah
on his right hand and on his left hand.
Zedekiah
and Micaiah. And Micaiah and I should skip that chapter. I'm skipping that, and I'm going down to verse 6. Verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was about all the people, above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Yahweh, the great Yahweh, and all the people answered, hallelujah, hallelujah, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Yahweh with their faces to the ground. Verse 7. I'm going to read to 8 and stop. Also, Ashur and
Akum, Shebathiah, Odijah, Meshahiah, Kelatai, and Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites.
Called the priest to understand the Torah instruction, and the people stood up.
Stood in their place.
So they read in the book in the Torah instruction of Yahweh
distinctly and
gave the sense and called
them.
And cause them to understand the reading. And I'm going to say hallelujah.
All right. One thing about it. We come to do one thing, a service for Yahweh. No doubt about it. So, Mother E, let's read what it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 13 down to verse 15. Joel chapter 2, 13 down to verse 15, there, Mother. Joel 2, 13 down to verse 15.
13 to 15. Okay. Joel chapter 2, 13 to 15.
13 to 15.
Joel chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. Verse 13. And then your mind and not your garment, and turn unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of a great kindness, and retained him of the evil. Verse 14. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Yahweh Judah. Sanctify a feast. Call it Solomon's Son.
Verse 16.
Verse
16.
Sanctify the feast. And call us following that summer.
Yeah. So Joel was letting them know to sanctify the children of Israel on that atonement. Because atonement was very important to go off in something big. And Mother, what it says in 18:19 of Acts. Acts 18, verse 19.
And he comes to Ephesus. And left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue, the temple, and reasoned with Yahweh Jesus.
Okay. I'll read again in 21.
Read 21.
Yeah, 21.
Verse 21. But bid them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that come in Yahweh Judah, but I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will. And he fell from Ephesus.
You see that? So he said, I don't care what's going on, by all means, I got to keep them feast. I got to keep the feast. Let's read 27, verse 9, and close the statement there, Mother. And we'll catch you tomorrow at 7:30. Let's see what it says in Acts 27, verse 9. He said, by all means, he said, when it's time for these feast days, that means, by all means, he said, I'm going and keep the feast. Let's see what he says in 27, verse 9 there, Mother. All right.
Acts 27, verse 9.
Yes,
book of Acts 27, verse 9. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the feast was now already passed, Paul admonished them.
Paul admonished them.
Yeah. So you see, that's on the right side. They was keeping the feast. And that's the feast that we're keeping right now. See, Paul understood that this thing was already came out of how much you get down in that you read verse 28 to 30? How far you got out?
Let me see, we'll check.
How far you get down? So you see, that's why we gotta look back at the records. If you don't know what Yahweh doing today, look back how much urgency they had on the plan, whatever they got going on. Paul says in 27 verse 9, read that from Micaiah real quick. Yeah, that's 27.
Go verse number 9. Verse 9, read. Now, when much time was spent, and when Sally was now dead, because the fast was now already passed, Paul in a modest spirit.
See that? Keeping that fast, and that was that atonement. So that's what we got to do. We got to keep these things that's written and rehearse it right to that. Then, as Paul said, he's ready to be offered. Everybody got a seat to come because they can line up with the Bible, and we got to line up with the Bible. We got to show our law on that whatever on that right side is still in place. Paul went out of his way to make sure he was part of keeping same thing Moses, same thing Abraham did. Hey, Moby, hold the baby on the clock to catch him out, self, buddy.
Thank you for praising y'all for this class. Thank you for praising y'all for being in the class. I'm praising Yahweh for the ones that listening. Just thanking and praising Yahweh for all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And that's what we gotta point this book. And we gotta know what to do. And matter of fact, Mother B of Israel, can you give me Psalms 25:35?
Psalms 25, verse 5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for thou art Yahweh of my salvation. On you do
right.
I.
So David wants Yahweh to do what with him in verse 5 of them?
Lead me in your truth. Teach me.
So he won't be leading the truth. And that same thing we try to do is lead you in the truth. We get a couple more verses in that 5.
And 5. For thou art Yahweh of my salvation. For thou art Yahweh of my salvation. On you do
right.
I wait all day.
Right. Give me a couple of verses.
Verse 6. Remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercy and your loving kindness, for they have been ever of old.
All that's going on now is coming out of Abraham through Moses even today. See, remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercy. And Ben, if you talk about, see, we got to see, that's what we're doing now. And you want Yahweh to do what when we do right? Let's get down to verse 9 through 11. 9 through 11 to close the statement. Do 9 through 11 to close the statement. Now, I'll tell you what, 9 through 14 to close the statement, that Moses. Hey, Moses, D of Israel, 9 through 13 to close the statement, what it says.
9 to 13 or 14?
7 same book. 25, pick up verse 9 down to 13. 9 down to 14 to close the statement.
Psalms chapter 25, verse 9 to 14. Verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Verse 10. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Verse 11. For your name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my sin, for it is great. Verse 12. What man is he that fears Yahweh? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. Verse 13. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. 14. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
Can you know praying there, Mother? Then you know how
no
you got to be deep. I mean, Yahweh show you the secret, and the secret is written his covenant. It makes you understand his covenant going to stand even through Abraham to this day. All right, close the table there, Mother. We'll catch you tomorrow at 7:30. You're on the clock. Come on.
Ephesians chapter 2, I want to read verse 2, verse 4, and verse 10. Verse 2, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the presence of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 4, but Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Yahweh the Son, unto good works, which Yahweh the Father has before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Which were binding
find what is done.
Ezekiel.
Go in Ezekiel chapter 9. Okay. And we're going to see what's going on. Verse 6 down to verse 11.
Ezekiel to see chapter 9.
So you see when he says something.
Verse 6.
One place. Okay. Remember what the servant said?
It is done.
Remember that word.
Ezekiel to see chapter 9, verse 6 to 11. Ezekiel to see chapter 9, verse 6. Read. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and the little children, and women, but one come not near. Any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my temple, did they begin at the ancient man which were before the temple. Verse 7. And he said unto them, defile the temple, fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. Verse 8. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, it was left that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Yahweh, will you destroy all the residue of Israel and your pouring out of your fury upon Yadah Judah? Verse 9, then said he unto me, the sin of the nation of Israel and Yadah Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, Yahweh hath forsaken the earth, and Yahweh see it not. Verse 10, and as for me also, my eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their heads. Verse 11, and behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the ink horn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me.
Commanded me.
The servant told him, we have done it. See, we both just show what Yahweh says. Show him what he's saying about what he's saying. And that's it.
Yeah,
see,
well,
we got to follow himself. And we got to make sure we get our blessings by saying it was done. What you told to do, we came on the network, we told you what the man is saying. It's up to you, take heed to this thing. Let's go, Brother Kaya, we're going over to that, going to the 7th chapter, in particular verses 1 and 2 of St. John.
Okay. Going over to the book of John. St. John chapter 7. We'll pick it up at verse 1, and we're going to read verse number 2.
We'll pick them down to verse 8. 1 down to verse 8.
We're going to the book of St. John chapter 7. We're going to read verse 1 all the way down to verse number 8. St. John chapter 7 verse 1 reads, after these things, Yahweh the Son walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Yadah Judah, because Yadah Judah tried to kill him. Verse 2. Now, Yadah Judah's feast of tabernacle was at hand.
Was the feast of who was at hand?
Yadah Judah's feast of tabernacle was at hand.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3. His brethren therefore said to him, depart here and go into Yadaju, that your followers also may see the work that you do. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. For there is no man that do anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.
Show yourself to the world. What were you talking about there, Titus in 1745? What world he saying? Show yourself to what world? Who world?
Yeah,
well, everybody? Let's find what world he says show yourself to.
Go to 1745. John?
Go to Isaiah.
Okay, Isaiah 1745. Go to Isaiah to see it. Go to Isaiah.
Show yourself to the world.
Isaiah to see it, chapter 17. Isaiah 45:17. We go to Isaiah. Isaiah 45:17. But Israel should be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. ye shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without thee.
So he said, show yourself to Judah, Israel. Show yourself to Judah, Israel. Come on back, brother guy.
Going over to the book of Job, chapter 7, picking up at verse 5 now. Verse 5 reads, for neither did his brother believe in him.
You have some of your own blood brother not believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Verse 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come.
Yeah.
But your time is always
so ready. He threw a shot at his brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. The world cannot hate you.
Right.
But me it hates, because I testify of it.
Right.
That the works thereof are evil.
So this world is evil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got all yourself tied in this world is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh said, you don't want to call evil again. It says world is evil. Right.
That's right.
Verse 8. Go you up unto this beast.
Go ahead.
I go not up yet unto this beast. For my time is not yet full come.
My time is not come. Come give me a little bit more. And I'll tell you something that Luke 19 or that I'm waiting on.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, keep reading down to verse number 15.
Hallelujah. The book of the book of St. John, chapter 7, picking up at verse 9. Verse 9 reads, when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee.
70 miles away from the temple
site. 70
miles away.
Verse 10. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up into the beast.
I'm telling that, go ahead.
Not openly, but as it were in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. Then God that Judas saw him at the beast tabernacle.
That's right.
And said, where is he?
Where is
he? Verse 12. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. But some said, he is a good man.
Some say he's a good man.
Others said, nay, but he deceived the people.
And he said, so when they call you a deceiver, don't worry about it. Then some call Yahweh the son of the deceiver.
Hallelujah. Verse 13. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of Yah died too. Verse 14. Now, about the midst of the feast, Yahweh the Son went up into the temple and taught.
At the midst of the feast, you got everybody in there getting down real good, then he got on the microphone and taught. And what he says in verse 16 and 17.
And the book of St. John, chapter 7, we read verse 16 and verse 17. 16 reads, Yahweh the Son answered them and said, my teaching is not mine.
Right.
But he that sent me.
So that's the same thing we do. We don't want to read what is in his book.
That's right.
Right. 17.
17. If any man will do his will.
To do his will, the Father's will.
He shall know of the teaching, whether it be of Yahweh the Father, or whether I speak of myself.
Yeah, so he tells you something. So what we doing, we just rehearsing the righteous act.
Hallelujah.
He's helping you to adopt to the righteous act. 19:11, come on that, Brother Titus.
Book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 11.
Let's read a little bit.
Luke, chapter 19, verse 11. And as they heard these things, they added and spake a parable because he was near to Yahdah Judah, and because they thought that the kingdom of Yahweh should immediately appear. Verse 12. And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
Now, you know, he went to heaven, and he's going to return after then he made his footstool, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds.
He gave his servants 10 something to do.
And said unto them,
what?
Occupy till I come.
He said, occupy now. I'm going to leave this. I want you to occupy till I come. Be busy on what you're going to be doing in my word till I come.
We are going. Verse 14. But his citizens hated him and sent the matches after him.
You have a bunch of them that's so you have them. You're going to have a lot of haters. But within,
the message after him saying, we will not have this man to rule over us.
When I ain't getting order, I won't do order. I will do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom.
Now he'll return and receive the kingdom now.
Then he commanded these servants to be called unto him.
Now, the one that was, he was called, but he's back now. Mm-hmm. Now he will demand on what you've been on now. Remember, you had excuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, take care of your excuses. Well, I could because this came up, that came up, right?
Right.
So now he'll return. Praise.
To whom he has given the money, that he might know how much every man has gained by trade.
He gave him the knowledge to start to build this thing. Now you don't know who handled it. Go ahead.
Verse 16. Then came the first thing.
Yeah, here comes the first thing.
Yahweh.
Yeah, Yahweh.
Your pound have gained 10 pounds.
Let's see, your pound have gained 10 pounds.
Right. Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Verse 17. And he said it to him. Well, you good servant.
So you did well. Okay, good. You get in the season, out of season, you take care of my business. Go ahead.
Because you have been faithful, righteous, in a very little.
You've been faithful, righteous, in a very little?
Yes. Have you authority over 10 cities?
And now I'm going to put you over 10 cities. Now, see, you see what you got coming?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to put you over, but this is talking about in the kingdom of 10 cities. This is called
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what?
Give me 2:28-9, Bubba Kaius. Give me 2:28-9 of Revelation.
That's right.
So you see, what we trying to tell you, you got the Lord coming. He tell you when he come back, when he wakes you up, he gonna say something, nigga, 26. Pick up at verse 26. 2:26 down to verse 29.
Going over to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. Well, 26 down to 29.
Watch it now.
26 read.
What?
And he that overcome.
Now you overcome it?
And keep my word.
Where?
Unto the end.
Uh-huh.
To him will I give power over the nation.
You see the man saying that now this is end time prophecy.
Yeah,
if you keep this work to the end, you will have power over the nation.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to stop it. Get the clothes in there.
Hallelujah, boy.
Yahweh.
Remember, we'll be on Power Talk. Remember, these those on Power Talk that come in the room, y'all live will resume the lesson on. So he let you know, you got something coming. But you got to keep this work to the end. And the power that you got coming is to rule other nations, all the nations, forever. Don't you want that blessing? All we do is in the righteous aspect. Close, baby, come on.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to Songs of Solomon. Songs of Solomon. All right. I'm going to pick it up at chapter 15. There's no verse, so I'm just going to read. Okay. And they that do lawlessness, Torah breaking, should not escape the judgment of Yahweh, and by enemies experienced in the war, they be overtaken. For the mark of destruction is upon their forehead. And the inheritance of sinners is destruction and darkness. And their sins should pursue them to hell beneath. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your prayer talk.
Hallelujah. The book of Psalms, chapter 116, picking up at verse 10. Can't read. I believe, therefore, have I spoken, I was greatly afflicted. Verse 11. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Verse 12. What shall I render unto Yahweh for all his benefits towards me? Verse 13. I would take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. 14. I would pay my vows unto Yahweh.